This week, the Pentagon will announce the winner of the most sought-after military contract in history. The project to build the next-generation fighter jet is worth at least $200 billion. It will bring with it thousands of engineering and manufacturing jobs and could give the winner financial stability for decades, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Designing and building the Joint Strike Fighter has been a top priority for the Pentagon since the mid-1990s, and winning the contract has been a priority for defense industry giants Lockheed Martin and Boeing. The Pentagon anticipates buying 3,000 jets. Foreign governments are expected to buy sizable numbers as well. The idea is to produce an affordable, stealthy fighter jet that would be used by various branches of the military, one basic aircraft with specific versions for the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps.
Well, it's an airplane that doesn't need a runway.
Tom Burbidge, head of Lockheed Martin's JSF project, says the Marine Corps version can do things no single plane has ever done before.
The pilot basically puts his engine up to full power and starts his very short takeoff roll. We're talking about a couple hundred feet. The airplane jumps in the air, and then it transitions into a full-blown supersonic fighter. He can accelerate out and fly the airplane well above the speed of sound. And then he can come back, and the airplane then converts and becomes almost like a helicopter from the standpoint that it can stop and then come down, straight down into its landing position.
Beginning in late 1996, teams from Lockheed Martin and Boeing set up shop in the California desert, where side by side they tested their designs. Here are Lockheed Martin test pilots recorded by the company.
Okay, first roll view to the left.
Here we go. Okay, here he goes to the left.
According to the Pentagon, both Boeing and Lockheed Martin met the performance standards, but the winning bidder will also have to show a strong track record of past performance and will have to demonstrate that it can build the new plane cost-effectively. The buzz in Washington and on Wall Street is that Lockheed Martin will get the nod. Defense industry analyst Paul Nisbet says Boeing had to start from scratch in designing its jet, while its competitor built upon its F-22, flown by the Air Force. Nesbitt suggests that since the Air Force will buy the bulk of the new fighter jets, it has the loudest voice in deciding who will build the JSF.
The design of Lockheed's appears to be a safer design, a less innovative but less risky, and the Air Force characteristically seems to go for the least risky design.
The Boeing company acknowledges that it is perceived as the underdog, but the company says it's so confident it will win the contract, it has readied the coffee pots and the computers so new hires can begin work next Monday. Boeing reminds the skeptics that cost is a major element in this competition, and the company says its innovative production methods will save the most money. Boeing's Randy Harrison says the company proved that when it built the first two test planes.
We have reduced the cost of assembling those airplanes by 50% over the historic norm and reduced the labor requirements by 35% on the first airplane. And on the second airplane, we got another 20% reduction in the labor requirements. That's unprecedented. And that's not calculation, it's not projection. That is customers standing there literally watching us do it.
The Pentagon's target price for each new fighter is between $34 and $46 million. From the outset, the Pentagon has said the JSF contract is winner-take-all, and there's some concern that the loser would be forced out of the jet fighter business, leaving the U.S. with just one major supplier. But the Pentagon counters that both companies have ongoing fighter jet programs that run through the end of the decade. What's more, says David Mulholland, business editor of Jane's Defense Weekly.
I'm sort of suspecting that even though the Pentagon has been saying it's going to be a winner-take-all contest, I'm sort of suspecting that it's going to be winner-take-all until people start talking about production.
Then the government could mandate that the loser be included in the project, or the winning company could decide on its own to include the competition. But for now, all eyes are on the Pentagon, which will announce the winner of the most lucrative military contract in history this Friday. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.